Real families, real farms, real food. Welcome to Arizona Agriculture Connection with Maricopa County Farm Bureau. My name is Nicole Clements, Executive Director, and I'll be your host. Maricopa County Farm Bureau is the voice of agriculture in a community that thrives on the dichotomy of urban and rural agriculture operations. This podcast is a home for farmers, ranchers, food lovers, prospective agriculturalists, and those looking to connect the food on their plate with the farm that it came from. As we take an inside look at agriculture in Arizona, we will delve into topics like ag technology, policy, food preparation, and everything in between. You can find us on your favorite podcast platform with new episodes every Wednesday. Arizona Agriculture Connection is hosted by Maricopa County Farm Bureau and sponsored by Paloma Ready Mix and Materials, a proud supporter of agriculture and our communities. Be sure to subscribe and share your favorite episodes with your friends. For more interactions, follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Maricopa County FB. Now let's discover some Arizona agriculture.
Welcome back, Arizona Aggies, to another AgriPort edition of Arizona Agriculture Connection. The Arizona State Legislature continues operating under deadline pressures when it comes to budget negotiations. The budget must be passed by June 30th to avoid a potential government shutdown. Governor Hobbs has proposed a $17.7 billion budget for fiscal year 2026. Economic uncertainties, federal tariffs, and fragile economy have proved to complicate these discussions. Included in these budget discussions is a program crucial to agriculture and rural communities, the University of Arizona Cooperative Extension Service. For over 110 years, Cooperative Extension has served as a leader in rural communities driving agricultural innovation, youth development, environmental stewardship, and economic prosperity. We need your voice to ensure Extension continues with full funding to continue enhancing our communities. Find link to the call to action on our website under this week's blog. In federal news, the U.S. Department of the Interior has published a request for information seeking public input on existing regulations under its jurisdiction that may be outdated, burdensome, or unnecessary. Comment deadline is June 20th. This is an opportunity for stakeholders to help identify regulations that should be modified, streamlined, or repealed. Again, for more information on details of the request as well as link to submission, please visit our website, maricopacountyfb.org. It's policy development season for Farm Bureau, your chance to bring forth challenges to agriculture is upon us, so be sure to have your voice heard. This is where grassroots gets to work in protecting and preserving agriculture. So put your voice and membership to work this year. Maricopa County Farm Bureau has two opportunities for policy development this month, June 18th in Scottsdale and June 25th in Goodyear. For extended details and to RSVP, visit the events tab on our website. Applications are now open for our agriculture literacy grants. Do you have an event or program that contributes to agriculture literacy in your community or school? Funds might be available for you. Visit maricopacountyfb.org/agliteracygrants for more details and to apply. Deadline for submissions is June 30th. The Arizona Department of Agriculture is also now accepting applications for the Livestock Operator Fire and Flood Assistance Program. Applications are due by June 27th. Details and link to apply can be found on our website. June is National Dairy Month, so grab a cold glass of milk, bowl of ice cream, and celebrate our dairy good cows. With lots of moving parts, June is sure to be a busy month. To stay up to date, be sure to subscribe to our newsletter and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Maricopa County FB. Catch you next week as we explore sustainability in agriculture with Brandon Clark at United Dairymen of Arizona.
Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Farm Bureau has a place for you. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with your friends on socials. You can also visit our website, maricopacountyfb.org, for more information and to submit a topic you want to learn about. Remember to tune in every Wednesday wherever you listen to podcasts. A huge thank you to Paloma Ready Mix and Materials for supporting our agriculture producers and this podcast. Maricopa County Farm Bureau, bringing you the stories of real families, real farms, and real food. I'm Nicole Clements, signing off. Catch you next week.